Hi, welcome back, and thanks for joining us here today. I'm Jamie, and I am a blues disciple. Now, please join me for a little while to hear some excellent blues music from some of the masters of the blues. Blues Disciples is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and please note that earphones or earbuds will definitely enhance your listening pleasure. Today, we're going to start out with, as they say, that little band from Texas we all know as ZZ Top. While ZZ Top has played and recorded as an American rock and roots band, they have always had their hearts deep in the roots of the blues. ZZ Top was formed in 1969 by Billy Gibbons and band manager Bill Ham. ZZ Top's three band members wound up being Billy Gibbons as lyricist, lead vocalist, blues harpist, and slide guitarist, and Billy was joined by the now recently deceased Dusty Hill on bass guitar and vocals, and the beardless Frank Beard on drums and vocals. Here from their 1975 Fandango album is their song, Tush. Folks, early Delta blues legend Mr. Willie Brown was born in 1900 in Mississippi and died in 1952. Willie Brown performed, toured, and recorded with fellow blues legends Son House and Charlie Patton. And clearly one of the most notable blues legends in the history of the blues is the mysterious blues legend Mr. Robert Johnson, who tagged along with, followed, and was then mentored to some extent by both Son House and Willie Brown. So in 1936, as Robert Johnson was rising to legendary status, he wrote his friend Willie Brown into his blues classic, Crossroad Blues, with the line, "Tell my friend Willie Brown." Here now is an August 1930 solo recording Willie Brown made in Grafton, Wisconsin for Paramount Records. This is Mr. Brown speaking to us from his 1930 recording of Future Blues.
Every minute sure gonna be my last. A minute. seems like hours and hours seems like days. And a minute seems like hours, hours seems like days. And it seems like my woman ought to stop a low down way. But I won't love now.
Now we'll hear from that iconic and mysterious blues legend I was speaking about before the last song, Mr. Robert L. Johnson. Part of Robert Johnson's legend was built on the mystery concerning the source of his enormous talent. It was alleged that he had met and pledged his soul to the devil late one night at the Blues Crossroads, which was at the intersection of Old Highways 61 and 49 on the outskirts of Clarksdale, Mississippi in the early 1930s. Fact mixes with fiction, and the truth may always be uncertain, but what we do know is that Robert Johnson was born in Mississippi in 1911 and died in August 1938. Exactly where he's buried is debatable, as are the circumstances of his death. Now here is one of the best of his 29 published recordings. This Robert Johnson composition was recorded November 23, 1936 in San Antonio, Texas, and was published by Brunswick Records' Vocalion label. This is Mr. Robert Johnson's excellent guitar and vocals at the age of 25 with his I Believe I'll Dust My Broom.
She's a no good Tony. They shouldn't lie on the street.
when I go home. And I'm getting up in the morning, I believe I brush my broom. I'm getting up in the morning, I believe I brush my broom. Up in the black man you've been loving, your friend can't get my room. I'm gonna call up Johnny, she's my good girl over there. I'm gonna call up Johnny, she's my good girl over there. I can't find on Philippines Island, she must be in Ethiopia somewhere.
Now we'll draw on a generational comparison to show how the music of the blues can evolve as new artists interpret earlier blues classics. Here we'll hear from mid-20th century legendary blues guitarist and singer Mr. Elmore James, who was born in Mississippi in 1918 and passed away in 1963. As you'll hear, Elmore James had a very unique style and talent that set him apart from his peers. From August 5, 1951, here is Elmore James with his unique vocals and slide guitar, accompanied by his close friend Sonny Boy Williamson II on blues harp, Leonard Ware on bass, and Frocko Dell on drums, with Elmore's creative cover and somewhat modified title from the legend Robert Johnson's earlier blues classic that Elmore renamed Dust My Broom.
I'm getting up soon in the morning.
those two Dust My Broom classics have been reinterpreted and re-reinterpreted time and again over the years and have served to influence many later blues and rock and roll artists and groups to come, such as Eric Clapton and Fleetwood Mac. You know, when I was about 8 or 9 years old, I started listening to blues on radio stations WAOK and WERD in Atlanta, where I soon got hooked on my favorite disc jockey, Mr. Piano Red, who was born William Lee Perryman in Georgia in 1911 and passed away in 1985. On the radio as a performing DJ, Piano Red sang and played his great barrel house piano and introduced all of us to the very best blues artists and music recorded at that time, which was plentiful. Piano Red was always upbeat and his happiness came through in his music and in the way he flirted with the housewives and other women who phoned into his live radio show. I first got to see Piano Red perform at a local high school party my sister and her friends attended, and I snuck in back in the early 1950s. I was fortunate to later meet and speak with Piano Red on a number of occasions and even got to have lunch with him at the Short Order Crystal Hamburger Restaurant near Five Points in Atlanta when I was in my early 20s. Piano Red was one of the very few great blues men that I had the honor of meeting and see perform in person. Now here's Piano Red with some reflections on his life in the blues, published in 1978 for his first Piece of the Rock album, and on it, Mr. Piano Red's vocals and piano are accompanied by George Kid Miller on string bass, Wesley Jackson on guitar, and John Kelly on drums, with background vocals from Miss Nancy Perryman and an unknown chorus. So here's Piano Red's short narrative and classic, Right String Baby, But the Wrong Yo-Yo.
They called me Red all my life, you know. So my brother was Speckle Red, you know. And when I went down to make this record for Calloway back in the 30s, he says, well, what's your name? I say, Willie Perryman. He said, we got to get something better than that. I said, all right. I said, well, let's say Piano Red. He said, that's good enough. Tell your brother Speckle Red, you can be Piano Red.
Yo-yo, I went on down to the doctor, get the string put on. He turned around, he put the string on wrong. Don't need a knocking on nobody's door. You got the right string, baby, the wrong yo-yo. Get out. Right there. Will take you to your whole grave. See me coming, I want you to put your man outdoors now.
This next young man delivers his own blues compositions like one of our blues legends from 1936. Mr. John Tavius Willis was born in Greenville, Georgia in 1996 and grew up singing gospel music alongside his grandfather in church. When he was 14 years old, John Tavius saw a YouTube video of Muddy Waters performing Hoochie Coochie Man, and he immediately became a blues convert. For the most part, John Tavius is self-taught on guitar, blues harp, and five-string banjo. In 2015, John Tavius was invited on stage by Taj Mahal at a performance in Atlanta, and Taj became a fan and mentor to John Tavius. Taj Mahal described John Tavius Willis as the wonder boy and a wonderkin. That's mighty high praise from one of the most knowledgeable and talented blues and roots music artists we have today. Here from his 2017 debut album, Blue Metamorphosis, is this song written by Mr. John Tavius Willis. On it, John Tavius sings, plays guitar, and is accompanied by Jock Webb Sr. on blues harp, early legendary Georgia blues guitarist Curly Weaver's grandson, Tony Bryant, on guitar, and Henry Jacobs on drums. Here's I Got a Janky Woman.
Oh, children would be beautiful. But you know what? They came out looking like a baby toad.
We're fortunate to have interviewed and featured John Tavius Willis's music on our podcast numbers 46 and 107. Next, we have a gentleman that my friend Dr. David Evans and I featured as the sole artist on our recent podcast number 242. Mr. Jimmy Reed was a creative genius and blues legend born in Mississippi in 1925 and passed away in 1976. As we've discussed before, Jimmy Reed helped grow the popularity of the blues in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s by attracting both black and white audiences to his unique blues shuffle. In the process, Jimmy Reed influenced many future musicians such as the Rolling Stones and most every blues harp artist around today. Now here is Jimmy Reed's vocals, guitar, and blues harp, along with his longtime buddy and recording partner, Eddie Taylor, with his guitar, and Earl Phillips on drums with Jimmy Reed's 1957 recording of Little Rain.
A little rain falling, little doubt keep a waiting time. A little rain falling, the little cloud keep a waiting time. Well, now a little rain keep a falling. Little flower blooming, the little birds keep a singing too. The little flower blooming, little bird keep a singing too. Baby, underneath the shining moon,
similar to the comparison we showed you between legends Robert Johnson and Elmore James, we'll now take a cover song recorded by British rock group The Rolling Stones, who credit Jimmy Reed as a major influence on their sound. When the Stones first started out in 1962, they performed mostly covers of blues legends like Jimmy Reed, Muddy Waters, and a few other American blues artists. Starting with their first album in 1964 up through today, it's been pretty common to find Rolling Stone albums with one or more covers of Jimmy Reed songs. For our comparison, hear from 2016, which was 59 years after Jimmy Reed's release of Little Rain. The Rolling Stones released their probably million-selling 2016 Blue and Lonesome album with this cover of Jimmy Reed's Little Rain. I know my favorite, do you? Next up, we have Mr. Booker T. Lowry, who was born in Memphis, Tennessee in 1914 and passed away in 1995. Mr. Lowry's barrel house piano blues style kept him in demand for most of his career as he performed mostly around the South Central region. Hear from a 1990 live performance for a crowd at the famous Peabody Hotel in Memphis is Mr. Booker T. Lowry's great rendition of the classic Big Leg Woman.
Going back to Grand Ball of Fire. Going on back down the line of Grand Ball of Fire. Thank you.
something what I'm talking about. Then my bottom dollar ain't a charm in the house. Big leg woman, keep them dresses down. Lord, you know you got something under there, baby.
Now we have the senior statesman of all living blues legends and the man who exemplifies the genius, character, and integrity of the blues, Mr. Emmett Ellis Jr., or as he's better known, Mr. Bobby Rush, who was born in Louisiana in 1934. Mr. Rush's first instrument was a homemade jew's harp he made with rubber bands and a corn cob. His preacher father first taught him to play harmonica and eventually gifted his harp to a young Emmett Jr. Then fast forward to 1953 when Bobby Rush moved to Chicago and soon began performing on the Chicago blues scene while meeting and becoming friends with blues legends in the making such as Muddy Waters, Etta James, Howlin' Wolf, and Little Walter. Bobby Rush's recording efforts first paid off big in 1971 when he wrote and recorded Chicken Heads, which earned him a gold record. In 2004, Rolling Stone magazine named Bobby Rush the King of the Chitlin' Circuit in recognition of Mr. Rush's incredible work ethic and constant touring with his band and his backup singers and dancers for more than 200 live performances a year. Back in 2021, on our podcast number 113, we interviewed Bobby Rush for his Rawer Than Raw album, and one of his compositions that he introduced us to we'll play now. So, from that album, here's Mr. Rush to introduce his Shake It For Me.
I love that Shake It.
Let me tell you a little story about that.
Yeah.
I was in the studio in 1960, mid-60s, with Howlin' Wolf when he was recording.
Uh-huh.
Leonard Chess and Theo Chess are two brothers.
Yeah.
So I was in the studio with Wolf when he was recording this. I had a tambourine.
Yeah.
We've been kidding around. I mean, having Muddy Waters and Lee Shot and Hubert on guitar.
Yeah.
B-Lo was on drum. And Pine Top Perkins was in the building. And we were sat talking, and Theo walked out with one of the Chess brothers.
Yeah.
Said, Wolf, said, you got the howl. He didn't say anything, but when the two white guys walked back out the room, Will said to us, "I ain't hollering for no mother tonight. do what the hell I want to do." And he never howled that day, period.
Right.
What he was mad about, I don't know.
Yeah.
He said, I'm gonna shake it when I want to shake it. And he said, "Because my woman shake it for me." And that song fell in my head.
Yeah.
When he recorded that record, I said, "One day I'm going to do this song." 50-some-odd years later, I did the song. 50, well, close to 60 years later.
Amazing.
And I always wanted to do this song.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
And he started off, "You sure look good, baby, but you don't mean a thing to me." He was applying to a woman that he loved had left him.
Yeah.
And by the time she left him, he waited on as long as he possibly could. By the time he found another woman, here she coming back. He would tell him in this song that, "I got me another woman now, and she's shaked like a leaf on a tree. So you've been gone too long, you know? You went away, and you stayed away too long.
Yeah.
Now you come back, now you want to break out what I got going on." That's the kind of story he was telling, you know?
I got you. Yeah. Great song.
But thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Shake it, baby, shake it one time for me. Oh, shake it, baby, shake it one time for me. I done found me a woman, shake like a leaf shaking on a tree. Well, you went away, baby, got back a little too late. Well, you went away, baby, but you got back a little too late. Well, I done found me another woman, shake like jelly on the plate. Oh, shake it, shake one time for me. Oh, shake it, baby, shake it one time for me. I done found me a woman, shake like a willow tree. Well, you went away, baby, and you got back a little too late. Way, baby, but you got back a little too late. I done found me another woman, shake like jelly on the plate.
That's what I'm talking about.
Folks, at the age of 90, Mr. Rush is still very active touring worldwide while having earned 3 Grammys, more than 15 Blues Music Awards, and has been inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame, the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame, the Mississippi Musicians Hall of Fame, and has recorded more than 30 albums and CDs. We're proud of our other interviews with Mr. Rush on our podcast numbers 149 and 229. That last one explores his book about his life titled, I Ain't Studdin' Ya. Folks, Mr. Bobby Rush is a true national treasure. Now we have another great blues legend, blues harpist Mr. Sonny Boy Williamson II, who was born in Mississippi in 1912 and passed away in 1965. In 1941, Sonny Boy was hired by a Helena, Arkansas radio station, WFFA, to host the King Biscuit Time show with his friends and future blues legends, Mr. Robert Jr. Lockwood, Mr. Pinetop Perkins, and Mr. Robert Nighthawk. From that historic start, Mr. Williamson went on to a long and successful blues career as a major blues artist and blues harp genius. Here now is Mr. Sonny Boy Williamson II with his 1957 recording of Fattening Frogs for Snakes.
It took me a long time to find out my mistake. It took me a long time to find out my mistake. It sure did, man. But I bet you my bottom dollar I'm not fighting no more frog for snakes. Back in 1930, I started checking. I found out my downfall from 1930. I'm telling all of my friends I'm not fighting no more frog for snakes. All right now. I got to correct all of my mistakes. Whoa, man, 1957, I got to correct all of my mistakes. I'm telling my friends, including my wife and everybody else, not fighting no more frog for snakes.
Next up, we have a few of the tremendous blues artists who performed with the world-famous Muddy Waters Blues Band on tour in 1977 and 1978. The Muddy Waters Band members performing on this recording are a blues dream team composed of Muddy Waters with his great vocals and howling guitar, Pinetop Perkins on piano, Willie Big Eyes Smith on drums, Charles Calmes on bass, Jerry Portnoy on blues harp, and our friend Bob Margolin on guitar. Now from this August 25th, 1978 performance at Harry Hope's in Cary, Illinois, here is Muddy Waters' Champagne and Reefer.
Champagne when I want to get drunk, and bring me a reefer when I want to get high. Yeah. wanna get drunk. Bring me a reaper when I wanna get high. Yeah, bring me my sweet little woman when I get lonely. And celebrate down here by my side. You should be allowed to people rest people because these smoke a little dope. It should be something against that because people wanna smoke a little dope. It make you relax, don't you know? Oh boy, what a good night we're having tonight.
Now, as my childhood blues hero, Mr. Piano Red, used to say as he signed off his daily radio show in Atlanta with, "I hate to left you, but I got to went." So we'll leave you now with a unique Delta blues man, Mr. James Sun Thomas, who was born in Mississippi in 1926 and passed away in 1993 at the age of 66. While known internationally, Sun Thomas is still little known in the U.S. outside of the dedicated blues community. In addition to his unique Delta blues performance style, Sun Thomas was an accomplished folk art sculptor. His folk art works now sell at auction for thousands of dollars. My buddy Billy Johnson, founder and curator of the Highway 61 Blues Museum in Leland, Mississippi, knows the Thomas family very well, and when we got together in 2018 on our podcast number 6 and 7, he told our audience about blues legend Sum Thomas, Sonny Boy Williamson II, Little Milton, Jimmy Reed, and blues rocker Johnny Winter. While we played those artists' music, each year in May we try to visit Billy Johnson along with Sun Thomas's son, Pat Thomas, in Leland, Mississippi at the Highway 61 Blues Museum. Pat Thomas follows in his father's footsteps both musically and as an artist sculptor. From one of those podcasts, here is Billy to tell us about Mr. James Sun Thomas.
Yeah, Sun was the real deal, you know. I mean, he grew up, I guess was born down in Eden, Mississippi, which is pretty close to Bentonia. Elmore James was from down there. And Elmore James would let Son, you know, doing the breaks and stuff, play his guitar, and he learned his slide style from Elmore James. You know, Son, it's kind of ironic, but Son moved to Leland in the early 60s, and his mother worked, the building where the Highway 61 Museum is was the Montgomery Hotel. It was, at that point, you know, Highway 61 still came through Leland before, you know, it bypassed. And Son's mother worked there, and his wife worked there, and Son worked there as a porter. Back in those days, every big hotel had a piano player, somebody playing music in the lobby. And, you know, Son would sit around and pick, you know, play, you know, for tips and all.
Here now is Mr. Sun Thomas with his vocals and guitar on an October 28, 1980 performance in Leland, Mississippi, titled Smoky Mountain Blues, which was field recorded by young West German blues nuts and field recording and documenting artists Siegfried Christman and Axel Kusner. And thank you folks for listening.
Smoky Mountain That's a dangerous place to go. The Smoky Mountain That's a dangerous place to go. Way out in the mountain, what eagle bird built a nest? Here I go, baby, right back in jail again. Here I go, baby, right back in jail again. You know I'm begging for mercy. Mercy, if you please. God forgive a black man most in old thing he do. God forgive a black man most in old thing he do. You know I'm dark complexion. I believe he won't give me two.